And welcome into another edition of the Down the Middle podcast. Scott Marsh along with Vince Mastracco. We're happy to be back. Hopefully you're enjoying getting out and doing some golfing. The weather's been fantastic as we approach the fall time here in Northern California and throughout Nevada and all throughout the Pacific Northwest. Vince, it's been a while since we've had a chance to chat. Good to see you as always. I know you've been golfing quite a bit. You had your big golf tournament just the other week where you always compete annually.
I did, and I'm sorry to say that I was not all that competitive this year, but that's okay. It's still fun, and you know, as we know from my years on the air, golf is a major part of my life. So,
yeah, but even more so these days, obviously. So, it's great to be back doing the podcast, and Vince, as always, we have a very special guest today.
Yes, we do. It is autumn, and I think as the Tahoe Basin begins to shut down and prepare for the winter months, there's a tendency at times to forget that you can play golf just over the hill for pretty much year round. And with that in mind, we have the executive director of the Carson Valley Visitors Authority, Jan Vandermeid, here. And Jan, my question, I just want to lead into it. You got to be able to run with this one. What makes Carson Valley different?
Wow. Okay. Great question. So I think a lot of you mentioned that as Tahoe starts to close down a bit, it's just a shift in seasons. One of the things that we love here is we truly experience four seasons, and we're going into our best season right now with the change of colors and the trees. We got maples and cottonwoods and aspens at higher elevations. Which, by the way, from a golf perspective, at 4,700 feet, the ball goes further here. So if you want to build your ego and feel good about your golf, come up to Carson Valley to be able to hit it longer. And I think in my young career, I probably wasn't so down the middle because I was shooting for the sky and the trees are lined with long hitters, right? But as I've aged and got wiser, I think down the middle is more possible. As far as the other reasons is we have a really strong foundation and historical setting. The history, we were the first settlement in Nevada in Genoa, which we're talking about. Some of the courses today are located right near Genoa. So there's rich history that started back in the mid-1800s. That is tied to this community. I love the people here. They tend to be just very forthright and helpful. And I want to tell you what they know, which we don't always find. And I see that still evident in the pandemic times as well. So I think the people are a big part. We try to feather that into our own communication to talk about not only places, because there's a million places, but it's a combination of the people and places that make it really special. I think there's an element of when I was talking about my son and I play a lot of golf together, and we go out, and I can't just the memories that are created on a golf course that's lined with color changing trees. I didn't picture myself as an Instagram photo taker, but I'm taking lots of photos just because it's so stunning in terms of just the sheer picturesque beauty. Because we're at 4,700 feet and bordered by the Sierra, we actually have 10,000 foot peaks rising above us on one side. And one of those is referred to as Job's Peak. It's sort of the sentry point to the valley itself. And pretty much you can walk out of any location in Carson Valley and get your point of reference from Joe's Peak. So there are some holes on some of the golf courses, in particular at Genoa Lakes, where I like to try to aim with Joe's Peak in the background. So it ties into the golf itself, but I think we're also only 14 miles from Lake Tahoe. So for those people that venture further, they find their way to Carson Valley.
Well, I think that's actually a very an important point. 14 miles away, and yet we can overlook it because we people tend to want to go from south to north, north to south around the lake. Right. And that's an important point. It's not very far away, really, to go get some more spectacular golf in. So,
yeah. And we, you mentioned it earlier in the startup, Scott, that we potentially have golf, or perhaps it was Vince, but the idea of year-round golf.
Yeah.
And so I actually can say from firsthand personal experience, I moved to this area because of skiing, but got way into golf through my times. And I can tell you on multiple occasions, I've skied in the morning and golfed in the afternoon, and that was pretty special.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because there's a reference into some of the promotional materials about iced tea. The locals call ski in the morning and golf in the afternoon. Yeah. What season is that? Is that like basically spring skiing kind of time, or when
is it? Well, if you're a crazy golfer like I am, it's whenever it's nice out. And so, but I'd say if you really wanted to try to plan it because you were coming from somewhere else, it would probably be more in the springtime. You've got a much higher likelihood. Spring skiing is a passionate thing for a lot of people. And at the same time, to be able to tee it up on a golf course is a really special experience.
Absolutely. As we talked with Jan Vanderbeet from Visit Carson Valley, and Jan, we got a chance to meet each other this summer when I was able to come up and play Genoa Lakes. And I know specifically what you're talking about with Job's Peak. That was fantastic on several of the holes. Of course, the issue that's still kind of overriding not only society but golf too is COVID-19, and I know all the precautions that are being taken place. I know there's a website, sierrasafely.com, that people can go to get more information, but can you just kind of update us what it's like in the region there?
Very good question, and I think that through a combination of public and private partnership, this is a system-wide, meaning all areas care, and our first priority is safety. And we have worked very hard in multiple areas. So just samples, Bentley Heritage, which is a brand new distillery in our area, supplied a lot of the hand sanitizer. They shifted their production to hand sanitizer to help the community through times of trouble. So there's this element of innovation and figuring it out and doing things that are above and beyond that we really appreciate. I'm starting to see more and more people using, instead of handing menus out, menus being handled, that we're seeing more QR codes in locations to be able to. I sat at dinner the other night and four of us were all on our phone, which isn't necessarily great, but we all made our orders without having to pick up a menu, which is very cool. So there's thoughtful solutions coming forth, and we very much, the Sierra Safely is a website that's been created, and it's a partnership between our community, Douglas County, as well as South Lake Tahoe and Carson Valley, to just express some of the ideas that we're doing. So as you said, it's sierrasafely.com. That's just come out this week. And it's when people travel, I'm not suggesting that I can speak to the psychology of every traveler, but if I'm traveling, I want to know, can I assume that everybody's being safe and doing the right things, wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and all the different elements that are important in a safe culture, then I'll start thinking about where do I want to go, where do I want to stay, where do I want to eat. But to me, it starts with the safety and the desire to understand what the direction is for our community. So, for example, for Visit Carson Valley and for over, for the 7 months plus that we've been going, we actually allow people to come into our website, and we have a travel advisory that consistently updates people on what's going on in our area and leads them to links that give them the exact information on the safety messaging. So we've changed and morphed our messaging to be serve the customer well.
Yep.
Any additional safety precautions when someone pulls into a golf course or really anywhere wants to do something?
So in the golf realm, individually assigned golf carts, they're all wiped down and taken care of each time. All the staff is wearing masks. The golf holes are asked to not be touched on the pins. They have foam at the bottom of the cup. And with the rule changes in golf, it allows you to putt without actually having to touch the flag stick, which, by the way, as an aside, has led to faster golf, which is not necessarily a bad thing. There's also, when you enter the pro shop and check in and some of those things, there's a lot more opportunity. And the courses are starting to change their practices. So where, for example, at the Carson Valley Golf Course, you don't necessarily even need to go inside to check in. So it just keeps the separation and tries to make it so you can just get outdoors. I think it by nature, golf typically is anywhere from 8 to 12 minute tee times. So everybody's separated by showing up at different times. And so it actually, to me, has led to a resurgence in golf because it's a great way to do something and get outside and enjoy separation naturally through golf.
No doubt about it. It's been a blessing through the last several months. One of the great outlets for so many people. I know for myself, I can't imagine what it would be like if I didn't have golf in my life, just to try and have some sanity and be outdoors. So I've really enjoyed it, including the trip I was able to make this summer and visit Genoa Lakes and be up in your region, which was so well enjoyed by so many people. Let me ask you this. If I'm a golfer and I'm going to plan a fall trip and I want to visit Carson Valley, how would you lay out a trip? Like, I know Genoa Lakes is a marquee course, Carson Valley up there as well. How would you map it out if I'm making either a weekend trip or an extended weekend trip? What would you recommend for people watching this podcast?
Okay. So at one point in time, I was a water skier, and you actually get behind the boat and water ski for about 6 minutes, and the rest of the time you're doing something else, right?
Yeah.
So let's use that as the foundation that golf is a very important aspect, and I just came from a trip where you could easily play 36 holes a day. So for the avid golfer, there's plenty to do. And so, as I mentioned, we have four golf courses in our area. So I think each golf course challenges and presents a different option for you. So if you wanted to come and play all four courses, that's certainly an option. I'd probably play golf in the morning would typically be a good way to structure it and try to set my tee times. And it's like the foodie frontier. People that love food make their trip plans by their reservations for their dining, right? So first get your tee time dialed in and then consider some of the other options that you might be able to do. And here, the outdoors, it offers an abundance of other options. We have close to 54 miles of trails around the valley on both the east and west side of the valley that allow you to just get out and walk the natural trails in the area, some of which lead down into like Genoa and the historic town of Genoa. We also have an abundance of other activities. Like one activity that I did last summer that I still talk about is we are a unique soaring destination. So you can actually go get yourself towed up into the sky, let go, and soar because of the natural layers and winds along the Sierra that allow you to stay up for an hour and a half, and you're over Lake Tahoe and Carson Valley. So that is a pretty cool experience. We have a lot of wild animals in our area, and we actually have people that either go out and try to find points where they'll see them on their own, or we actually have guides that will lead you to see, for example, the wild horses of our area. And it's endemic to who we are and what we're all about. So the wild horse tour is a must in my mind. And it's in those situations, you're it's a guide and one or two people. So you're not going out with a crowd. It's very specialized and can be really unique. Dining here, you got to build in food. I've never seen a traveler that didn't need to figure out what they were going to do for food. And so we have an abundance of very great and specialized food here. If I had to mention a few, check out the Pink House in Genoa. It's an old historical building. Their cheese is their specialty, but it goes way beyond that. The Genoa Bar, you got to go have a drink at the Genoa Bar.
Genoa Bar, yes.
Yeah.
Bar in Nevada.
That's right. And there are some stories to be told and some stories to be developed at the Genoa Bar. There's no doubt. There's other dining establishments in Gardnerville. There's both the Overland Restaurant, JT Basque, not too far from those locations. We're also well known in this area for ranch and farms. And so there's some very cool ranches, and I'll mention two to you just to give you some examples. One's a berry farm. It's, you can buy berries or you can buy jams that are to die for. They're really good. And so the other is we have an older ranch that was part of our original history called Dangberg Ranch. It's ranch and historic park. And you can go out there and tour that facility. Right now, they're holding off on interior tours for separation, but you're still invited to go out to that area and just enjoy the scenic qualities of the ranch and the big open lands and the historic buildings that are out there at Dangberg. So that's kind of some examples. If you want me to go on, I will, but I'd rather hear what you guys want to know.
Well, actually, Jan, I just to come digress this a little bit. So I could get a morning tea time at Genoa or Genoa Ranch or Sunridge, but and of course, and could I take the wild horse tour in the afternoon?
Yeah.
And do it? My question is, do I have to be on horseback myself to take that tour?
No, you don't ride them. You see them in their splendor because they're
wild. I was
just
wondering if we had to ride to where.
No. They take you out in usually a Jeep, a backcountry vehicle, and take you into some most east side of the valley, and it's usually about 5 miles off, at the most off-road.
I think that would be fun. And then because of that, I tie this in. My wife does not golf. We have separate hobbies. But that's something that she might want to do. She won't ride a horse. I would have ridden a horse, but but that's why I asked that. What about there's nesting bald eagles as well? Can you address that a little bit? Because I've seen them mostly in Alaska. I find them majestic.
Yeah,
so where can I see them up there?
So we have the same tour guides often know their way around all the wildlife in the area, but the eagles tend to show up in December, right around that time, and they're here usually where you can get more sightings between December and February, so it's a good winter activity. The bald eagles, it's known to have as many as 40 that show up in our area at that time of year. They've been sighted in a single tree, as many as 10 or more in a single tree. Exactly as you said, it's very majestic. There's an organized event that takes place in January around eagles and agriculture with other presentations. Events have really changed in our environment, and so that too is going to change, and there'll be a new program put out within the next 30 days that talks about eagles and agriculture and potentially spreading it out in terms of what you can do and when, instead of trying to condense it all into one area and put people all in tighter quarters. And so there's ways to do that guided, and there's ways to do that just finding your way. We actually have, I think, posted some content on our website that gives people the ability to self-guide themselves to some locations where they're more likely to see the eagles. There's many other owls and other very cool. The owls are found in some of the old barns and things that are here in the valley. So you get a when you go on some of these tours, you're not just going to see eagles, but you're going to really appreciate it.
I think one of the key things to keep in mind, and first of all, just the website for everybody to know is visit carsonvalley.org. You can get all your information right there on everything that we're talking about. But yeah. I think the cool thing is, too, you're in the valley, so the temperatures are a little bit different. And when you're thinking about this, it's not the same as if you're thinking it, you know, Truckee in the heart of winter. This is something that you can enjoy throughout most of the year.
Yeah, I probably... what I learned from a life of skiing, which I have enjoyed, is you layer up. And so I think we do that in golf as well, don't we? That we put layers on and we strip those layers as it gets more, the temperatures change. And I've had some hardy days that are some of my best memories where it was raining bloody murder and still out there. But I'd say for the most part, you know, we're known to have about 300 sunny days a year. So there's a lot high likelihood of good weather. And so you just not want to layer up.
So yep. That's key. So 300 days of sun a year.
Yeah.
About
plus or minus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's been a new, there's been smoke, you know, so, the last few months have been a tough on everybody, tough in California, tough in Nevada. But I can tell you, looking out the window today, it is crystal clear blue and it's just stunning.
There we go.
Yeah. We lose.
I believe we may have lost Scott. So I think at this point, Jan, we can probably call this podcast a wrap.
Okay.
And I think it's a matter of folks, when you travel to the Tahoe Basin, the Tahoe region, don't overlook Carson Valley. There's some wonderful golf there. And really, we're looking at four golf courses, Sunridge Golf Course, Carson Valley Golf Course. I've played all or parts of them all during Divine Nine trips. And, of course, the two Genoa Lakes courses, Genoa Ranch Golf Course and Genoa Lakes. Genoa Lakes, I've played frequently. Genoa Ranch, I truly enjoyed when it went in, designed by Johnny Miller, and as you and I have discussed privately, a designer that worked with him, sort of the contour guy, the tractor guy, John Harbottle, whom I felt was a master. So I think that's a masterpiece there. So with that in mind, Jan, thank you for your time today. Ah, here's Scott is back. We lost him. Scott, I was just putting a wrap on it. So
yeah,
as you capably can. Now, Jan, I want to really thank you for taking the time. It's such a beautiful area. And I think as Vince maybe alluded to earlier, sometimes perception might get overlooked a little bit because people are thinking about Tahoe, they're thinking about Truckee. And I know for me, when it was the first opportunity I had to play in the Genoa area this summer, how close it is to the area.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different climate. And especially as we're moving into the fall and getting into the winter, it's a location you can really enjoy year round. And there are some spectacular golf courses there. Genoa Lakes has hosted U.S. Open qualifiers before. Just spectacular rounds of golf up there. And I was just so impressed with you and your team and the presentation you put on for not only the golf, but just for the dining and the hospitality. And as we talked about with all the outdoor activities, it really is a great region to go up and explore. And I really wanted to share that with our people watching today.
Well, thank you. That was
in the front of your brain as well, folks.
Yeah.
Sure. And one more pitch for SierraSafely.com, because these places up through that whole region bring people in from many, many places. And so really practice good safety protocols. I think it's important just as a consideration for everyone else that you may encounter.
Yeah. So you guys are actually helping me in my job. You know, you really have, I love it. You know, you can pay people, you can pay companies to say how great you are. You can get people that say how great you are and they truly believe it. So I appreciate the fact that you guys have just really embraced the Carson Valley. I would say that my observation is that, most people that the early adopters, as they're referred to, are the ones that are finding Carson Valley because they're looking to say, okay, I want to find somewhere else. I want to distance myself. I want to find some unique experiences. And as I refer to it, it's we enjoy the people that choose to turn, and this is not a political statement, they choose to turn left when everyone else turns right. It's the idea that they see something that maybe other people miss, and they therefore are rewarded with some rich experiences.
Yep. And go ahead, Vince.
Yeah, I'd say from South Shore, don't turn left and go around the circle. Turn right, come over the hill. There you go.
There you go. There you go. That's the perfect,
It is. Jan, thanks so much for the time. We really enjoyed visiting with you, and we look forward to getting up there again soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.